I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. If you see me forgetting you at the Shawnee Theater of Greene County is Jonathan Golombeki's play that envisions further developments of J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan and Wendy. Wendy, Kate Braun, is now an elderly grandmother suffering from Alzheimer's. Her son, George Darling, Rory Behrens, says that Graham has a lot of memory boxes that sometimes she can't get into and sometimes she mixes up. Jackson Janowitz and Amanda Rooksberry play her grandchildren Amos and Maggie. The teenaged Amos is fascinated by the tales from the Peter Pan story that his grandmother told him when they were both younger. He plays Peter with his willing friends and then loses them when he insists on switching to play Captain Hook. The comical discomforts of this switch show up later in the play. There's no fairy dust in Golombeki's tale, but there is a quite wonderful magical flying trunk that takes a delighted Amos and a much less willing Maggie to Neverland. On stage at Shawnee, there were lots of little pirates led by Adam Lewis as Captain Hook and Rory Behrens, who doubles as his Lieutenant Smee. And there was a whole troop of little lost boys and girls led by Courtney Slew as Nibs and Kennedy McKee as Slightly. Dara Horning, who does a nice tableau as a London statue of Pan, appears as Peter in Neverland. He's the boy's leader and Hook's nemesis. I can't say that I followed the logic of the plot with much success, but in the spirit of the night, I didn't let that bother me. Peter and the captain do switch parts and hats for some quite comical interchanges. Adam Lewis, the captain, is a droll comedian, and Horning quite fulfills the energetic aspects of his role as Peter. Rory Behrens makes a quite suitable Smee and even led the audience in an energetic ukulele sea song. Throughout the show, directed by the playwright, Golombeki, the gang of pirates were a disciplined little band of neatly choreographed duelists and a somewhat more reluctant but willing dance troupe. The lost boys and girls made spirited appearances. Both groups moved quickly and expertly off and on the stage. The enthusiastic and supportive opening night audience was quite full of children, and I'm betting that there were sisters, brothers, and friends of the actors in the audience. David Wade's fanciful design mixed realistic elements of a bedroom, a fireplace, a pirate ship, the magical trunk, and lots of different levels to accommodate the small and large groups. As the play ended, it appears that the local London constable is headed for Wonderland through the trunk, while the captain and Peter departed for that second star to the right. There are just three more chances to experience Jonathan Golombeki's Neverland adventure, If You See Me Forgetting You. That's tonight and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 2. Next week, Shawnee opens a two-week run of their surprise musical, The Little Shop of Horrors. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.